Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
All is quiet for us this morning, but we definitely are seeing some morning clouds out there. We're going to break down when the sunshine returns coming up.
A man accused of stabbing a woman and then trying to escape on a train is due in court in just a few hours. Coming up, what we know about this investigation.
And it's a busy day on the roads and in the skies as people head to and from holiday gatherings. How weather to the west is impacting air travel and the best times to hit the road.
And beginning today, VinFast electric cars will be on sale in Cary. The models the dealer is offering and a look at the future of VinFast. From Vietnam all the way to Cary.
Yeah.
Now we have cars on the lot for sale today. Yeah. It's amazing. I'm Jeff Hogan. It's good to have you with us on this Thursday morning.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Yeah, we are a couple days away from the new year, which is incredible. It's going to be busy on the roads. We have you covered on that. We also have you covered on the weather front as well. Meteorologist Anthony Baglione with us this morning with a look over Chapel Hill. It's pretty warm out there.
It is warm, yeah. Temperatures currently are above what we're supposed to be seeing for our afternoon high temperature, which is just kind of incredible. We'll talk about that here shortly. Good morning to all of you at home, though. Let's take us outside this morning. We definitely have some morning cloud cover, some low visibility out there in some spots. This is a live look right now, our Chapel Hill camera, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. Thank you for that. It is a little bit damp, though. You notice those roads. You can kind of see the moisture we had yesterday. There's not anything additional coming down, but what that's doing is leading to some patchy fog, some reduced visibility. We're down to about 4 miles there, Raleigh, Durham, 5 in Roxborough. Our southern counties are looking good right now, but just bear in mind there could be some areas where you see some of that low cloud cover and you get out of it relatively quickly. We have some of that here showing up on satellite and radar. There's a system offshore, a big time system back to the west near St. Louis. That's bringing some travel trouble. We're going to talk about that here the next time we meet. Plan ahead here for that New Year's holiday and show you when a potential impacts could be, Brett, here in just a few minutes.
Thanks, Anthony. Let's take a look at traffic. I'm Brett Neeson for Brian Schrader this morning. It is Thursday, 6:01 right now, and Raleigh looking pretty good. Green across the board. Coming in from the Wendell area, I-87, not seeing any major delays on that part of roadway. 540 looking good as well. This is US-1 at Walnut Street. You're coming in from the Apex Cary area this morning. We're looking good as well. Traffic free flowing in both directions. Not really seeing any slowdowns right now on this Thursday morning. We'll continue to check that and let you know if that changes.
A man accused of stabbing a woman several times and then trying to make a getaway on a train is expected in court. James Hunt is this man right here. Police arrested him at Union Station in Raleigh last night. And WRL's Kelsey Coffey joins us live for the Wake County Courthouse this morning. A lot of elements to this story, a 6-hour manhunt. Kelsey, walk us through this.
Jeff, this is just quite a story. So a man stabs a woman, then that woman's niece is looking for the guy who she thinks did it, and that man is trying to escape on a train. That's what a Union Station employee tells us of what happened yesterday. And that man, the suspect, James Hunt, is due here in court in just a few hours. Hunt was arrested at Union Station last night. Police searched for him for almost 6 hours. Police responded to a stabbing on Millbrook Road around 1 o'clock yesterday. A woman was there suffering from serious injuries. Union Station is just 8 miles away from there, and that's when Shayna Christopher comes in. She says she was directing traffic at Union Station when something out of the ordinary happened. A woman was pleading for help to stop a train. She told Christopher a man on board stabbed her aunt multiple times.
I took off running up through here and alerted the train guys back there that, you know, came radio out there. And that's when they stopped it. And I brought her up there and she gave the name and everything like that. And they radioed it and stopped the train. Then the cops come flying in.
We're still working to confirm that victim's name and get an update on her condition. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News, live in Raleigh.
New this morning, Cary police say a man was shot at after he followed a suspected car thief. It happened last night on Larned Loop. That's where police say individuals were seen going through multiple cars. A neighbor saw them and followed the group in his car to the intersection of Sing Lane and Cary Parkway. When the group realized they were being followed, they shot at the neighbor and drove off. Luckily, nobody was hurt. No arrests have been made. Police are investigating this morning.
Today's expected to be another busy day on the roads as folks are headed home from holiday destinations. People also traveling to get to those New Year's Eve destinations. The best time to hit the road will be before lunchtime today or after 8 p.m. tonight. The worst time will be right in the middle there, 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. in that window. So if you can, get out early.
And for those of you driving home after the holidays, things are looking good if you need to fill up your gas tank. An update from AAA that around 3 o'clock this morning shows the average here in North Carolina today stands at $2.97 a gallon. That is 7 cents less than a month ago. Nationally, it is $3.12 a gallon today.
If you have plans to fly today, you'll want to check in to see if your flight is on time. This is a live look out at Terminal 2, RDU International Airport. Right now, there are 4 delays. There are no cancellations. It has been a busy week so far at the airport with the delays stacking up every day. We've been following that. This is after ice and blizzards hit the central part of the U.S. this week, and we are expecting more travel trouble today in the east because that system is moving east after slamming the plains with a winter blast. Crews are still working to restore power in parts of North Dakota and Minnesota. Some people there may not have power until this weekend. And Colorado is also getting hit with winter weather, making road travel there dangerous.
We have a road closure to tell drivers about in Robeson County this morning. All lanes of I-95 North are closed near Lumberton at exit 17 along NC-72. That's because of a crash. The road is expected to stay closed all day, and there's not an estimated time for the road to reopen. Motorists are advised to follow the direction of on-scene personnel and also expect delays.
VinFast electric cars have made their way from Vietnam to Cary. And today, all those vehicles in Leith VinFast's lot will go on sale. The dealership is the first in the state to sell VinFast vehicles and the first non-factory-owned dealership in the entire country. Right now, they have 2 models of the VF8, an Echo model and a Plus model. The major VinFast manufacturing plant in Chatham County you've heard about is expected to produce 150,000 vehicles each year when it is completed in 2025. This dealership will also offer any repairs, maintenance, or parts needed for VinFast vehicles.
And happening now in the WREL Live Center, we're working to learn more about a fire call at a North Raleigh neighborhood. This was the scene when our crew arrived on the scene at a townhome in Middleborough Drive. This is not far from Lynn Road. The call came in just after 4 this morning. You can see firefighters checking that townhome. Our crew on the scene didn't see any visible flames or damage from their vantage point. We've got calls into the Raleigh Fire Department to find out exactly what happened here. Of course, we'll keep you posted to find out if anyone was displaced here in the WREL Live Center.
Thank you, Ken. A suspect is in custody after an altercation led to a deadly shooting in Orange County. It happened on Ferguson Road Wednesday afternoon. A caller reported shooting a man after an altercation. 54-year-old Darren Downey has been charged with second-degree murder. Deputies say Downey and the victim knew each other. Downey is currently being held in the Orange County Detention Center without bond.
Colorado Republican Party is asking the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn the Colorado Supreme Court ruling removing Donald Trump from the state's 2024 ballot. Trump has not yet filed his appeal, but it is expected soon. The appeal means the state court's pause on the ruling, set to expire January 4th, will now be indefinitely extended until the Supreme Court announces whether it will take up the appeal. If it does, it'll be extended until there is a final decision on this issue.
Cape Fear Valley Health is updating its masking policy due to the rise in flu, RSV, and COVID cases. Starting today, all patients and visitors in the emergency departments will be required to wear a mask. Visitors will not be allowed in the adult ER waiting room unless the patient is 65 or older. And today we'll get a better idea of how many RSV, flu, and COVID cases we have in the state. After Thanksgiving, we did see an increase in cases, but it was nowhere near how many people were sick this time last year. The state's latest numbers on RSV, flu, and COVID will be released at noon. WREL will be breaking down the data on air and online.
A couple in Raleigh is cleaning up after their ceiling collapsed on Christmas morning. You can see the insulation and ceiling tiles that fell down onto the floor there. Jonas and Alicia Welcher live at the Grove Apartments off Gorman Street. The Welchers say they contacted property management about a leak in the roof a couple of different times. They feared this was going to happen.
Insulation and sheetrock and water everywhere. It was a mess. bath rugs, bath towels, floor mats, everything was destroyed, trash can. I mean, it looked like an explosion, like a bomb went off.
The Welchers say they are worried more of that ceiling will collapse. WRL has reached out to the Grove several times for comment, but have not heard back yet.
Cleanup is underway at the Roseboro Rescue and EMS station after a fire destroyed a truck inside that building. We first brought you the story as breaking news yesterday. That fire started about 11:30 Tuesday night at the facility on East Howard Street. When firefighters got there, the truck was engulfed in flames and smoke was pouring from the building. We're told the fire started in the ambulance compartment. It was plugged into a trickle-down power supply to keep it operational. Investigators are still trying to determine how the $450,000 ambulance and its equipment went up in flames.
10 minutes after six right now, an odd slow-speed police chase in Texas.
One that tied up traffic on a major interstate for hours. We'll tell you how it ended when we come back.
Also ahead, why Raleigh home prices may see a drop in the new year.
And of course, the forecast, very important as we head into the next couple of days and the weekend. Everything, thankfully, is in the green here as far as our travel forecast is concerned in town. We're going to talk about, though, where you could potentially encounter some issues if you're headed out of the state coming up.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Welcome back. Time now is 6:13. We take a look at our travel forecast the next couple of days. This is really for North Carolina specifically, but everything is in the green. Should be looking great as we head into the holiday. A wider view, though, shows you kind of at some trouble spots that we're watching, especially around Boston and New York City. They've seen this kind of center of low pressure right there bringing lots of rainfall, could be pretty heavy at times. And then another facet of another storm system that we're watching, this one back toward the Ohio Valley, out toward the Great Plains. They've seen some snow up into Chicago, blizzard conditions out into Nebraska the past couple of days. That one is winding down, but it's pushing across the country. So if you're headed again, the Great Plains up toward the New England area, you may run into some issues through the holiday.
All right, taking a look at traffic right now. All green on all of our sensors. Raleigh on the Beltline 540, we're looking good. If you're over in the Durham area, the Durham Freeway looking good as well. And if you're using Glenwood Avenue, US 70 in the Briar Creek area around the airport, not seeing really any delays out there at all, which is really good news. Give you a live look at one of our cameras here at I-40 at Wade Avenue, looking back down Wade Avenue. Plenty of headlights out there that are blinding the camera right now, but we'll continue to keep an eye on things and let you know if any slowdowns appear, Michelle.
So far, so good. Thanks, Brett. Well, after a cross-burning incident in South Carolina, the NAACP and local leaders are calling for a hate crimes bill in the state. Speakers urged others to join them in calling for a hate crimes bill to be enacted. They spoke in support of Sean and Monica Williams, the couple who said they'd been harassed by neighbors for years before someone burned the cross at their home. Some noted that South Carolina is one of two states in the nation that don't have a hate crimes bill.
It is time. We are the 48th. We would be the 49th. State in the union to pass such legislation. And if there ever was a time, the time is now.
The neighbors of the Williams are out on bond facing a harassment charge. The FBI is among the law enforcement agencies investigating the cross burning.
A tractor trailer driver in Texas is in custody after what you may call a slow speed chase that led to an hours long standoff with police. This all started when an officer saw the truck parked in the main lanes of a major interstate, I-10, in Houston. It shut down traffic in both directions, and when the officer pulled up behind it, the driver drove off slowly, and officers joined in on the chase. The truck eventually came to a stop, but the driver refused to get out. Police say he appeared to be impaired in some sort of way, and he was revving the engine. A tactical team eventually pulled him out. Police don't know if he stole the truck or if he works for that company.
New this morning, we've learned Republican Representative Lauren Boebert will switch congressional districts for next year's election. Boebert announced late last night that she would be running in Colorado's 4th congressional district next year. This comes after fellow Republican Representative Ken Buck announced that he would not seek re-election. Last year, Boebert won the election after beating her Democratic opponent by less than 600 points. Six other Republicans have already entered the primary race.
If your New Year's resolution is to quit smoking, Chatham County Health Department has a way to help. Free virtual classes will begin with an information session January 3rd, followed by three meetings. All sessions will be virtual and led by a trained instructor. Participants will also receive 2 weeks worth of nicotine replacement patches. You can find details to register at the link on your screen. The deadline is tomorrow.
National home prices are up 4.8% over last year. This comes as mortgage rates remain high. However, they are now seeing a drop. Rates could come down even more next year. WREL spoke with a real estate professional based in Raleigh, and surprisingly, they believe more people will move away from the area and more toward vacation destination. They also expect to see less back and forth on home office offers, with houses selling for near asking price. Let's turn our attention to our weather forecast. Meteorologist Anthony Baglione with a look over downtown Raleigh. It's a little cloudy out there, and it's mild, Anthony.
Very mild for us, yeah. We've seen some areas of what we call low cloud cover. It's just essentially that. It's where you look up, the clouds are very, very close to the surface. And some of our visibility readings have been kind of down, indicating that low cloud cover. But we look outside right now, kind of another tool we have, our extensive camera network. We really are not seeing any big time issues across the area. This is a live look downtown Raleigh. First of all, a really nice shot this morning. You do see the cloud cover very close there relative to where the camera's at and where the tops of the buildings are at. But as far as any major visibility issues, I don't see that right now. We're down to about 4 in Raleigh-Durham. 10 is the number you want to be at for most of our viewing area. We're at 7 miles in front of you in Roxborough. So just take it a little bit extra slow this morning and it should be okay. 56 is where we sit in Raleigh-Durham. 53 currently in South Hill. 58 in Rocky Mount. All of these temperatures are above or at where we should be for our normal high temperature this time of year. And we're not even, of course, late in this morning. 60 degrees is the high for us today. Our normal's 53. We go to 55 tomorrow. Low 50s there on Saturday and then continuing to climb into the New Year's holiday. It's going to be about where we should be again. No big ups or downs over the holiday weekend. Into tomorrow, if you're starting off the weekend at the beaches, 58 Wilmington. We're at 55 Wrightsville, 57 now. Head. Sunshine for everyone. It should be pretty calm. It's really going to be a beautiful day tomorrow. We look at the mountains. Yes, chillier and the chance of some rain there in Bryson City. 43 degrees there, 35 in Boone, 42 in Asheville, maybe a couple light snowflakes in Boone. Otherwise, looking pretty good. We talk about our forecast, though, here at home. So we're at 55 New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, 56. So just a degree or two, one another. More sunshine on New Year's Eve. We go into about midnight or so. Temperatures will probably be close to 40. As you're out and about just celebrating, potentially I would have the winter coat. It is going to be cold. We go into Sunday, though, or into Monday, rather, more cloud cover, but again, it does stay dry. We do not have any storm systems that's going to affect travel. That could make it a big of an issue for us in our part of the country, which is great. Over the next 7, we have 60 degrees today, 55 on our Friday. We go down to 50 on Saturday, so a little bit cooler, could be a little chilly in some spots. 50s, though, through the majority of this forecast, no rainfall, no snow, 55 there on Wednesday. Looking good. Just be careful if you're headed out there this morning. Brett?
Thanks, Anthony. Let's take a look at traffic right now, 620, and all green out there on the road right now. We're not seeing any slowdowns coming in from the Johnson County area on I-40. With those extra lanes that were reopened earlier this year, good news, we're still in the green over in that section. I-40 at Lake Wheeler Road, once you get into the Raleigh area, not seeing really any slowdowns here either. We notice normally a slowdown just after Lake Wheeler Road, coming up in about the next 30 minutes to an hour or so. We'll let you know if that happens again here on this Thursday, but right now things are looking pretty good.
Thanks, Brett. Plenty of Americans are already thinking about vacations in the new year.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Just ahead, what travel experts say you need to know, especially if you're thinking about visiting Europe.
Also, how civil rights leader William Barber is using his movie theater ouster as a lesson in disability access rights.
And here's a look at your winning lottery numbers. Good luck.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Tis the season for reflecting on the year and snuggling up and watching a good movie.
It's also the season for former President Barack Obama's annual favorite movie list. Time for a look at what's trending today.
Yeah, this year Obama says his list has a little bias to it. Three of the top movies that he enjoyed this year were produced by Higher Ground, the production company that he shares with his wife, Michelle. So he split the list in half with movies that he did not help produce on the bottom. Some of the movies that made the list were Oppenheimer, The Holdovers, and Air.
And a recent release, Leave the World Behind, it premiered on Netflix this month. The Obamas were the executive producers of that. So, of course, they're going to put their own work in tops and must see there. But I think they did the right thing by removing themselves from, you know, you got to separate it a little bit. And I did see Leave the World Behind. And it's
was good.
It is quite an ending.
The ending was good?
Yeah. All right. It sticks to the book, okay?
Okay. Okay, something that didn't really stick to the book.
Yeah, a lot of folks returning to their childhood homes for the holidays. Gen Z enjoying a familiar story from their childhoods. The first three episodes of the book-to-screen Disney Plus live-action series Percy Jackson and the Olympians premiered with big numbers. Variety says it brought in more than 13 million viewers in its first 6 days, which makes it the most watched premiere of all time for Disney-branded television.
Yeah, I think some people were saying that the show was more near to Percy, what the story was rather than the movies of Percy Jackson, correct?
Yeah, the author is the creator of the series, so you'd figure that was a little close. Because earlier, you know, folks were complaining that it didn't stick to the book.
Right, and sometimes movies do that. I mean, they go off course a little bit and, you know, but hey. All right, and if you're wanting to take a big vacation in 2024, you may want to start planning now, especially if that trip includes visiting Europe. Travel experts say you'll want to be flexible on those dates because cities like Paris, that will be booming when the 2024 Olympics begin at the end of July. Make sure to renew your passport soon so you have those in time. And experts say airline reward accounts can help members save some money as well. To find the cheapest price, setting price alerts on Expedia and Google can also help.
This week, the Today Show is celebrating the achievements 50 years after the Endangered Species Act was passed in Congress. And one of the greatest achievements in the five decades of its existence is the resurgence of America's national emblem, the bald eagle. In the early 60s, there were fewer than 1,000 in the lower 48 states, but they are no longer considered endangered, and they are beautiful. Coming up this morning on Today, how this act was able to bring the bald eagle and many other animals back from the brink of extinction, and why this work is so important. Today airs just a little over a half hour on WREL at 7 a.m.
Glad to see that work. Such beautiful birds right there. We are going to be seeing a beautiful forecast the next couple of days, thankfully, as we head into the holiday. Temperatures in the low 60s for us today and then 50s into the weekend. We'll talk about, though, how the first week of 2024 looks coming up after the break.
A man accused of stabbing a woman and then trying to escape at a train station is due in court in just a few hours. Coming up, what we know about this investigation.
And a live look at RDU this morning. We are staying on top of flight delays and cancellations as a lot of holiday travelers get ready to head home.